The other day, someone wanted to find out if one could prove it from the Bible that Hazrat Adam, that is Adam, was not the first man on earth, and there were human beings before him. So, apparently, the Bible claims that he was the first man, and the whole race of humanity started from him. But it has also contradictions, and through the Bible itself, you can prove that Adam was not the first man. This has been pointed out to me by Mr. Naeem Usman, perhaps. He's just written Naeem, but I know he is quite scholarly. He has a deep study of Bible, and he occasionally writes very good articles on comparative study of Islam and Bible, and also he has started writing certain articles in defense of Ahmadiyyat against the Mullah's attack. So it must be Usman, Naeem Usman, though it is just, it is not mentioned whether it is Naeem Usman or some other name. Is he here, Naeem Usman? No, he usually sits there, but I don't see him today. Anyway, it's a very good line of argument that he has adopted, and he has given us some very useful references, which I want you to share with me. He bases his contention first on one reference of the Bible about Cain, who went from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. Genesis 4:16-17. Now the point is that when Cain was expelled for having murdered his brother Abel, according to Bible, no sister to them was born as yet. So that theory that he must have married some girl from among his sisters is out of question. That is the argument, that because he was expelled from the dwelling place of Hazrat Adam, having committed the crime of killing his own brother, and as yet, according to Bible itself, no sister was born to them. So when he went out, then no contact was then established between them. And there, when he went out, he found a girl to marry. So had there not been a human race already in existence, how could he marry a girl outside his own small family? Now he again says that the Christian apologists and scholars have referred to Cain's wife as an anonymous daughter of Hazrat Adam and Eve, peace be upon him, upon them, and often provided Genesis 5:4 as an evidence, but this could not be strictly true, as these daughters were born after the birth of Hazrat Adam, Adam's third son, Seth. Now again, this is the same argument, I mean continuation of the same, that the third son, Seth, when he was born, after that there is a mention of some girls being born. And this happened much before Seth was born. A reference to his marrying someone is situated in time much before Seth was born. So one can positively conclude that there were other human race beings, and from among them he found his wife. Another very interesting inference he has drawn shows that he is studying Bible quite intelligently. This is what everybody else should do. Living in a Christian society, unless you get yourself familiarized with Bible and read it with an acute observation, you can't truly become a good preacher to non-Ahmadi Christians. I mean, to non-Muslims. This is a very fine inference he has drawn. He says that according to Bible, and according to the, this verse, or this is a verse of Bible which he quotes, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. This is the fear expressed by Cain, that when he is expelled, because he is known to be a murderer, so everyone who findeth him shall slay him. But Allah decrees, therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. So he said, if there were no human beings outside, what was the fear about? He was not referring to apes and monkeys to slay him because he had slain his mother. So obviously he was referring to a human race. Again he quotes from the Bible, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and took them wives of all which they saw. Who were the sons of God and daughter of men? Obviously, sons of God are Adam's son, because religious people and pious people are sometimes referred to as sons of God, children of God and son of God. And what it truly means is godly people. The best translation of this would be godly people. So the godly people married among the profane. That is what the Bible wants to say. And they were also human beings. Sons of God married the sons of men. Ordinary men who were not religious, who were not godly, are just referred to as sons of men, as against the sons of God. But anyway, whether somebody considers it extending it too far or not, the first two references are quite emphatic and prove the point roundly. Also, he refers to the Bible in answer to another question about Jesus having had any sisters. So according to Bible, a reference is definitely given to some sisters of Jesus Christ through the mother, of course, but from Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus.